Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? So you can listen online on just about any device you carry. If you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and my great pleasure to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for everyone who hears these words today. And again, I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. This simple prayer, let it be on earth as it is in heaven, in their hearts, in their health, in their relationships, in their finances, simply have it on earth. And all these things I pray through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. We begin in Psalm chapter 22, verse 27. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before Him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and He rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before Him, even those unable to preserve their lives. Posterity will serve Him. They will declare the Lord to a new generation. They will come and proclaim His righteousness to a people yet unborn, all that He has done. As I was praying today, I was thinking about these verses. And while I did, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish His words for all to understand. Here are His words. He said, "My wonderful children, you are the reason for all that I've ever done. It's all about how much you are loved and how I long to spend eternity with each of you. I know in your imagination, you see millions around my throne in worship and in fellowship with me. But this is why I created eternity. I will spend time with each of you individually and teach you each one about who you are and how much you are loved. My beloved ones, once again I say, do not fear what you hear from the failing powers, those who have controlled what you see and do and hear for generations. Their days are ending and enlightenment is coming. Most everything you've ever believed about who you are and where you are is a lie. They did this to make you relinquish your powers, my children, so you would become slaves to them. My children, the days of slavery are ending. You are in the process of being delivered from your captors. The ones who have given their hearts over to darkness are being removed, and freedom is coming. I ask you once again that you not judge them or curse them. Pray for your enemies and bless those who curse you. I don't want you wasting your time hating when you could be spending time with me, planning your glorious future. My awakening ones, most of you will not even believe what is coming upon the world. Darkness will be removed, and a great awakening of love will occur. There will be endless rejoicing and rebuilding of the places that have been torn down. Instead of riots and destruction, there will be roaming parties of craftsmen rebuilding the destruction caused by the darkness. Brothers and sisters will go out with rejoicing as they put an end to the damage caused by sickness, disease, and poverty. As you were told in Scripture, there will not be one feeble one among you. My loved ones, why would I be different in heaven than I am on the earth? Why would I desire perfection in heaven and chaos on the earth? Think of the price I paid to deliver the earth from darkness. Do you really think I would have my beloved son shed his blood for the world that we love and then give it back to an enemy? Shake off the lies of religion and look through the eyes of love. What I am doing now is not in anger, but in love for my children. I hate that anyone should perish. I will that all should be saved. So what I'm doing is in loving restoration of the people and the creation that I love. You must learn of me as a loving father and not a vengeful God. Let's speak about my vengeance for a moment so you will understand. Think about what was prophesied by my great prophet Isaiah when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison doors to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God." Now let's keep reading as he prophesied about my vengeance, and he said, "To comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Now, as we keep reading, hear the results of my vengeance. "They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. My children, there are places that you don't know of. They are not on your map. You have been lied to about everything. There are ancient places to be restored and ancient truths to be restored. There are so many things that you were never taught in school, but soon your mind will be awake and you will know more than you've ever known. My loved ones, I tell you these things to encourage you. Don't believe the propaganda. Trust in my plan. You know, the plan where I said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Look inside you, my beloved. There's a beautiful garden where we dwell together. I live within you. And if you could see what your heart sees, then you would understand and you would do what my beloved firstborn did. He said, the Father in me does the works. He also said, I only do what I see my Father doing. You don't have to look outside. Learn to look inside and see the heavenly part of you, and then make the physical realm outside look like what you see on the inside. Think of it this way. A blind man came to my son, and my son asked, what would you have me do for you? Well, many around would have wondered and said, doesn't he see that he is blind? No, he saw his true identity as a man with full sight. When my son touched him, he saw men as walking trees. This is what you are, walking oaks of righteousness, as you just heard. He touched him again, and he saw in the physical realm. It's the same with you. You can see in both realms if you practice. This is why it comes naturally, to close your eyes when you pray. Even your body knows you're supposed to be looking inside and not outside. My loved ones, start rejoicing. Your day of deliverance is at hand. Days of glory that have never been known before are right ahead of you. Steady those trembling knees. Stand up straight and hold your heads up. You are not slaves. You are children of Almighty God, and your days of heaven on earth are coming. Comfort those who don't have the faith to believe these words. Don't criticize those who are blind. Instead, lovingly feed them what they can eat and bring them along with patience. Forgive those who mistreat you, and remember, I am the Father of all spirits. Those whom you hate are also my children, but they gave themselves over to wickedness and they became reprobates. Put yourself in my place and see those whom you want to judge as your own prodigal children. My beloved, love is the only language we know. Learn to speak it well. Rejoice, my children, and again I say, rejoice. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I do love you, each and every one. And I'll see you soon.